ప్రథమ క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 9 వర్స్ 34 తత్సంభవ కవిరతో న్యత్ అపశ్యమానస్ త్వాం బీజమాత్మని తతం బహిర్విచింత్య నావిందతమస్సు నిమజ్జమానో జాత్యంకురే కథ ఊహోపలభేత బీజం తత్సంభవ హూ ఆర్ జనరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ కవి హీ హూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సటిల్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ బ్రహ్మ అత ఫ్రమ్ దట్ లోటస్ అన్నత్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అపశ్యమాన నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ స్వామ్ యువర్ లార్డ్షిప్ బీజం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది లోటస్ ఆత్మని ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ తతం ఎక్స్పాండెడ్ స ఈ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ బై విచింత్య కన్సిడరింగ్ టు బి ఎక్స్టర్నల్ నా నాట్ అవిందత్ అండర్స్టూడ్ యు అబ్ ద సతం ఫర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది డెమిగాడ్స్ అప్సు ఇన్ ది వాటర్ నిమజ్జమాన డైవింగ్ జాతంకురే seed fructifies and is manifested as creeper khatam how guha oh my lord upalabheta one can perceive bijam the seed that is already translation from that great lotus flower Brahma was generated, but Brahma certainly could see nothing but the lotus. Therefore, thinking you to be the outside, Lord Brahma dove into the water and attempted to find the source of the lotus. For 100 years, he could not find no trace of you. However, so when a seed fructifies, the original seed cannot be seen. From the great lotus flower, Brahma was generated. But Brahma certainly could see nothing. But the lotus. Therefore, thinking you to be outside, Lord Brahma dove into the water and attempted to find the source of the lotus. For 100 years, he could find no trace of you. However, when a seed fructifies, the original seed cannot be seen. This is the description of the cosmic manifestation. The development of the cosmic manifestation is like the fructification of the seed. When cotton is transformed into thread, the cotton is no longer visible. When the thread is woven into the cloth, the thread is no longer visible. Similarly, it is perfectly correct that when the seed that is generated from the navel of Garbhadevata Vishnu became manifested as the cosmic creation, one could no longer understand where the cause of the cosmic manifestation is. Modern scientists have tried to explain the origin of creation by a chunk theory. But no one can explain how such a chunk might have burst. The Vedic literature, however, explains clearly that the total material energy was agitated by three modes of material nature because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. In other words, in terms of the chunk theory, the bursting of the chunk was caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one must accept the Supreme Cause, Lord Vishnu, as the cause of all causes. Om Ajnana Dhimirandasya Jnana Anjana Talakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tatsmai Shri Gurave Namah శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం దాతి స్వపదార్థకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభోనిత్యానంద
శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవప్రదుల హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
సో దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ డీటెయిల్డ్ and systematic description of the process of creation in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is an elaboration on what is said by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, everything is in a nutshell, in brief. And even the Bhagavatam to begin with was only in brief. Chatusloki Bhagavatam, the second canto. Chatusloki Bhagavatam is there. And it is in like encoded, so not everybody can understand. Similarly, from the Vedas, Upanishads were summarized, but because these Upanishads themselves are very elaborate and not understandable, so again Vedanta Sutra, which is very much in brief, so very difficult to understand the whole thing. So in Kali Yuga especially, Bhagavatam itself says that because people have no brain, no patience, and they are not qualified, so although the information is there, but it is not in a way the people can understand. So the whole idea of acharyas coming from time to time is to give the same information in a way the contemporary man can understand. So Bhagavad Gita is there, but people, they have no clue how to understand Bhagavad Gita, which is simply a text of 700 verses. And what about Bhagavatam, which at the moment is available as 18,000, is it right? 18,000 verses, still people, they are at loss how to conclude, what is the conclusion? That is called Vijnan. How to apply Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam to one's life. So Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they are not some abstract philosophical works that people they read them for fancy imagination, or they read them for time pass, or they read them with disbelief, mythology. People are actually, most of the Western scholars, they have branded the Vedic literature as mythology. Mythology means brilliant minds which have given their imaginative stories. So that means the meaning of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they are lost, they are hidden. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, in 10th chapter, Lord Krishna says that in 10th chapter, Krishna says, these things were already discussed. Things are discussed, but still people are not able to understand. That's why they are called Shruti. Shruti means you have to hear, not by just attempting to understand them yourself. Always the scriptures have to be heard. What is the sloka? Brahma Sutra Padasheva Etu Madhvir Vinishite. That is the second line. Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Sutra Padasheva. So anyway. Yeah, repeat. Rishibir Bahuda Gitam. Rishibir Bahuda Gitam. Chandavir Vidai Pratak. Chandavir Vidai Pratak. Brahmasutra Padasheva
Brahmasutra Padasheva
Etu Madhvirvinishitai Etu Madhvirvinishitai Rishibir Bhavata Gitam Chandavir Vidai Pratak Brahmasutra Padasheva Etu Madhvirvinishitai. So, Krishna has told in the beginning, and later many sages and saintly authorities, they were enlightened and they discussed it, and then they put it. So that is what, just like it, originally the Veda was one, after that it was divided into four. Again, these four Vedas were given to different saintly authorities, and, which is actually true. The point is, there is a qualification to understand Vedic literature, not by erudition or scholarship, not by your literary skills. To understand the Vedic literature, one has to become purified. That's why people misunderstand. Vedas have to be read by Brahmins. So people nowadays, because everybody has read. Why only Brahmins? Why not anybody who is interested? They can read Vedic literature, and they did. And they did, and they said, this is all mythology. Because it averts their mental faculties to understand. And people who are in the modes of material nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamogun, there is no qualification to. So Brahmin means one who is on spiritual platform. That is also not a class of people by birth, but people who are on spiritual platform, they can understand everything falls in place. Otherwise, the apparent contradictory things, like a person should marry one woman, but there are kings who have married dozens and dozens. It's a contradiction. Similarly, a woman should have one husband, but the ideal example for Pandavas, there are five husbands to Draupadi. Similarly, like the four-headed Brahma, or the four-handed Lord Narayan, and reclining on Ananda Sesh, and then information like milk washing. So how can we understand all these things? Can there be a milk washing? It is beyond our imagination. That's why our scriptures are termed as Upanishads or Srutis. Upanishads means sit near a self-realized soul and hear. It will make you qualified. So whenever people join, they will be given some menial service. You may wonder what menial service has to do to understand the scriptures. Famous anecdote during the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and Madan Mohan Malaviya. Madan Mohan Malaviya is a big scholar from Banaras Hindu University. That is the picture. Is he Madan Mohan Malaviya? So he was a Sanskrit scholar, he was a non-intellectual in his time, a very successful lawyer, and in the footsteps of Gandhiji, they were all reading Bhagavad Gita daily, but they could not break through the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. And they saw that these Vaishnavas, they are men of character, and they are without any confusion, and they are very joyful in executing devotional service. So Madan Mohan Malaviya, he observed the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, who are also highly qualified, like him. He has all confusion, all puzzles. And these people with their PhDs and worship, they are all nicely chanting and dancing. So, we wanted to approach the spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he came all the way to Gaudiya Math. People like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because they are really transcendental. Actually, whenever they meet people, they can understand. And they know how to deliver the thing according to time, place and person. So he came, and everybody in the mud, he is a very famous personality, Madan Mohan Malaya, very important person in those days. So everybody, they ran to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Madan Mohan Malaya, he wanted to meet you and all that. Anyway, Madan Mohan Malaya entered Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's room. Purposefully, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, "I'm a little busy, kindly you go to our pujaris for a while and we'll meet again." So, he didn't, because the intellectual debates and arguments, nothing can be translated. The word Shraddha. Shraddha is the whole Vaishnava Dharma is based on Shraddha in the scripture, Shraddha in the holy name, Shraddha in the devotees. And you just follow and very easily the absolute truth can be understood. So this Madan Mohan Malaya, alright, let me go to the pujari. The pujari, they ran so much load of work of washing pots and utensils. And that guy, he did not know Madan Mohan Malaya, he was just a simple pujari, illiterate. When he came, like the NGI people who come, he said, "Prabhuji, can you, I have so many pots to wash, can you help me?" He doesn't know this is Madan Mohan Malaya, national personality. And this man, he did. He helped for an hour or like that in washing pots. Then the job was completed. And then his doubts were cleared. And then they said, "All right, my doubts are clear." So the point is, without the cleansing process, let's say in Vaishnava Sampradaya, people have to follow do's and don'ts, and then they should render service. It's not directly that people can come and listen to classes or come and discuss. That's not the way the transcendent knowledge is transmitted. Tadvidhi pranipatayana pariprasnayana sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshana. So you have to fulfill the three criteria. One should consider himself a fool. And the benefit of doubt, this man knows, I don't know. That should be the starting point. Whenever you approach a Vaishnava, "I don't know, I have tried my best, so let me become submissive." The submissive oral reception. Rupa translates for the sloka. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnana, submissive enquiries, rendering service, and the mood of surrender. This is the way to, but because this is a unheard process of attaining knowledge in the material world. So people go on debating, arguing, and nothing happens. Simple. So the point is, whatever knowledge is there in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, the great teachers come, acharyas come, according to time, place. Like when Prabhupada, he brought the commentary to the Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many thousands and thousands of people, they don't know ABCD about spiritual life, but by reading Prabhupada's books, by associating with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada expertly, he engaged with them according to their propensities. That means without their knowledge, they were rendering service to the Lord and His devotees, and quickly they could understand what is spiritual life is all about. Like, we also give the example, if some ant is on your body, how does the ant come to know about your father? The ant is on your body, and for the ant, your body itself is like a big universe, traveling, moving here, there and all that. And it wants to know, what is the source of you? How does it know? The ant can never figure out the father of Rangaram Prabhu. How is that possible? If an ant is on Rangaram's body, and the ant were to be asked, what is the source of Rangaram? Impossible. Let's say, submissive oral reception from a bona fide speaker. We have to hear from a person who has heard. Nobody can manufacture or concoct anything, but simply, like Krishna says in the fourth chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiva vidu. This knowledge is transmitted from an unbroken chain of guru disciple succession. That's all this knowledge. So, everybody has Bhagavad Gita, and people have interest in Bhagavad Gita, but we find very rarely a person accepting Krishna as he is. Prabhupada said, people may accept Krishna as a great person, but it is very difficult for them to accept Krishna as he describes himself in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam or ajopitsa naveya atma bhutana visa. That Krishna, he has no birth, and Krishna, it says, is the source of everything. How can anybody accept a 6 feet, two-handed, two-legged person to be the source of everything? How can our mind accept? Not possible. Only when you know who is this person, Krishna. That's why Prabhupada during Sringarati, అంగాని యశ సకలేంద్రియ వృత్తి మంతి పశ్యంతి పంతి కలయంతి శిరం జగంతి ఆనంద చిన్మయ సదుజ్వల విగ్రహస్య గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. లిటిల్ ఐడియా అబౌట్ కృష్ణాస్ బాడీ. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ కృష్ణాస్ బాడీ ఇస్ అబౌట్? జనరలీ ఇన్ కండిషన్ లైఫ్ we are material body and our mind is also material, so there is no way your mind can imagine what is a transcendental body. Not possible, because there is no experience of the mind. The mind has no experience in wandering in all the three planetary systems, where everybody is embodied, everybody has a body. Only Krishna's body, not Brahma's body, not Shankar's body, not any demigod's body. That's why Krishna is called Asamardha. Asamardha means there is no equal to Krishna, and there is no question of anybody being superior to Krishna. And everybody is conditioned. Only Krishna is transcendental. All people in the material world, Natasasi, Prithvi, Yamya, Divi, Deveshi, Vapana, 13th chapter, there is no one who is free from the influence of the three modes of material nature. So, there is no chance that anybody, by his own effort or by the combined efforts, ఉత్తీర్ణ కృష్ణే పరతో సుతోవా నిదో అవిపద్య గృహవ్రతానం. యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ వీఆర్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫైయర్స్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో స్కోప్ దట్ వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్. మహత్ పాద రజోభిషేకం. యూ అప్రోచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హూ జెన్యున్లీ అండర్స్టూడ్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బాడీ అండ్ ది సోల్ and how he has come to that realization, then you also follow the same process, and that's the way. For devotees, like the Western devotees and all that, they're so confidently and so clearly they give classes. The four-headed Brahma came, you know. And all these foreigners, when they listen to foreigners giving the class, they become puzzled. What is this guy talking about? Because he is also from the same breed. But the difference is that these foreign devotees, they have followed the bona fide process. And that's the sloka is there in the Upanishad. What is that? Yasya deva para bhaktir, yada deva tada guru. తస్య కథితాయి అర్థ ప్రకాశంతి మహాత్మన. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎవ్రీబడి హాస్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ గాడ్, బట్ ఇఫ్ వన్ కెన్ హ్యావ్ సిమిలర్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ఎ బోనఫైడ్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది రెవల్యూషన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ పాసిబుల్. దట్ మీన్స్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో మెటీరియల్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ గాడ్. నో మెటీరియల్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్, సింప్లీ యూ అప్రోచ్ a bona fide devotee of the Lord, and here, and then you get everything. Because our minds are programmed in a different way to understand knowledge. But it does arohana panda, ascending process of knowledge. Whereas this Vedic knowledge, it is accepted by descending process, just here and accept, here and accept. And then humble inquiries and render service and everything is. So otherwise, you know, like I am also one such agnostic. When people were giving me, I graduated from Tirupati Medical College, and when people were giving Tirupati Laddu, I used to throw it away from the window. And because I'm a doctor, these guys 10 days Laddu in the Prasad. I used to throw it. Then when I met the devotees in US, and then I was surprised that they can talk things so confidently and so clearly. And then their practical life, not dependent on jobs, not dependent on properties, they are just following, and then everything is happening. Then watching this, then reading Prabhupada books, got into the process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Dhirandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.